Good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we have Orphan's Inheritance. It's a novel by Aileen Ohansian, and publisher on this book is Algonquin, which is one of the very fine, I would say, mid-list trade publishers of fiction, independent publishers of fiction. They've done many a book, and this is the latest out. And it's the tale about Orhan, whose brilliant and eccentric grandfather that built a dynasty out of making kilim rugs has been found dead in a vat of dye. And Orhan inherits this decades-old business, but discovers that his grandfather in the will had left the estate to an elderly woman in Los Angeles. And so he travels across the world to discover what's going on, that this decades-old secret and mystery. This occurs kind of the last years of the Ottoman Empire and Orhan's inheritance. We've got the great Elmore Leonard, and he's got a collection of previously never published short stories. It's called Charlie Martz and Other Short Stories. Not much needs to be said about Mr. Elmore Leonard. He is one of the wittiest, grittiest, and bright and cutting-edge thinkers and writers of our time. So for Leonard fans, a collection of short stories. And Karen Joy Fowler, fantastic novelist. She's done contemporary serious literary fiction as well as some genre fiction, and certainly did very well last year with We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves, of which she won the Penn Faulkner Award as well as the California Book Award. And this is a reissue of a collection of short stories that many, many years ago was published, and it's called Black Glass. And it's a collection of short stories by the wonderful Karen Joy Fowler. And a very unique book that I enjoy selling, and we sell very well. And it's called Poems That Make Grown Men Cry, 100 Men on the Words That Move Them. I don't like this because it makes men cry, but I do like it because there are poems that are selected by men from all walks of life and all sorts of different areas on our planet that are writing about things that have moved them. So it's very thoughtful, very thought-provoking. Mark Haddon writes about Derek Walcott's poetry, and we've got, anywhere from Richard Ford writing about James Wright to Peter Siss to Paul Muldoon and many more. So it's quite a great collection. So that is called Poems That Make Grown Men Cry. And if you're a little tired of the heat, we've got three books to help, at least in your head, break the heat. The first one is called This Cold Heaven. It's Seven Seasons in Greenland by Gretel Ehrlich, who's known for her writing on the land and nature and the world. And she became obsessed with this terrain and spent, about 10 years traveling it, staying in it, investigating the history and the anthropology of this very unique land called Greenland. So we have Greenland. We have Antarctica, An Intimate Portrait of a Mysterious Continent. This is by Gabriel Walker, who's considered one of the finest science writers out there today. And again, she does kind of similar things that Gretel Ehrlich did, only more science-based. And she investigates the science experiments that are happening, the various scientists from all over the world, American, Italian, French researchers. She drives snow dozers, drills ice cores, and listens for the message of Antarctica that it is sending us about this age of global warming. So that's Antarctica. And finally, we have Dan Simmons. So you might be really hot, but this book might make you cold and freaked out. It's called The Terror, and it's what he does. This guy is great at basically putting you on edge. And it's basically about the men aboard the HMS Terror, which is part of the ill-fated 1845 Franklin expedition, as they're entering their second summer stuck out in the Arctic Circle without a thaw, having to live in this nightmarish landscape, eating poisonous rations, a dwindling coal supply, and some pretty creepy, dark, eerie thing out there that may be just stalking them. And that's Terror by Dan Simmons, and that's what we have new, and some old, but cooling, in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.